Today's parsha is Parshas Vayechi. So it says, Vayechi Yaakov, and Yaakov lived Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, Shva Esrei Shana, 17 years he lived in Egypt. Vayechi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayav, and the days of Yaakov, the years of his life, Shva Sheva Shanim, 7 years, Va'arim Umeat Shana, 40 and 100 years. In other words, 147 years. So now it says, "Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamut," and the days of Yisrael came to die. They came to die. Vayikra Lebno Yosef V'chule. So first, I'm going to start off with something which is a side topic, but it's a very important topic. It says, "Why does it say Loshen Kriva, coming close? Your days come close to death." What do you mean coming close? So there's a very important Orach Chaim here. The Orach Chaim says that a person, you created with a soul. And every day, which is called a yom, there's a quantity of a soul, right? Like a quantum of your soul, which leaves you. That's called a yom. Yeah? That's why you get older. Right? That's why you get older. And why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? He does that because, say you did good deeds with that day, you did Torah mitzvahs. So he preserves that spark, which is called a day, that quantum of a day, and he preserves it for you. If, chas v'shalom, you did bad things, then it's like a bad apple that has to remain with you. He also takes it away and preserves it for you. Or the good spark that doesn't get affected from your other actions, or the bad apple that doesn't affect you in a bad way. It gets taken away from you when you go to sleep. That's what it's called, that death is called 1/60th. Sorry, sleep is called 1/60th of death. Because it's a taste of death. Part of your soul is removed from you every day you go to sleep. That's why you get older, etc. Says the Orach Chaim, he explains a lot of concepts by this. Like he explains, this is important ideas. That's why he explains that when a person does tshuva, right, the bad days come back to him. He gets, you know, if you really want to be young again, do tshuva. The days come back to be perfected again, to give him another chance. So tshuva is an opportunity to get your days or your bad days back. That's a certain level. That's what's called tshuva, lashuv, to return. Your bad days come back to you, they return to you. He explains a lot of other things. Explains that this pasuk here. Now, if you look at the pasuk makes much more sense. V'yikruvu yimei Yisrael amud, came back the days of Israel, of Yaakov, to die. What does that mean? There's a Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar says that 30 days before a person dies, he feels it. And he feels in it orut, he feels an awakening. He feels like much, much better. And before a person dies, he goes to a higher level of spirituality, because all his days come back to him, and then he dies with all his days. You understand? So it means you've been living for X amount of years, right? All your days come back to you. All these days that you were lost come back to you. That's what it means. Vayikruvu yimei Yisrael amud. His days came back to him. We came close to him. And then he died. Yeah? That's what the Orach Chaim says here. Okay. That's just a side topic. But let's go back to the parasha. Rashi asks a question here. If you look, you know when you lift up the Sefer Torah, and you point in it with it to see where the beginning of the parasha starts. Someone points, right? Well, Ashkenazim just lift it up. So normally, if you see a new parasha, a new par of Chumash, there's like a gap separating the old parasha and the new parasha. If you look for parashas Vayechi, there's no gap. It's all like one continuation, no gap. That's called the parasha is satum. The parasha is closed. So Rashi asks the question, why is parashas Vayechi a closed parasha? And Rashi gives an answer. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Lama parasha zustuma? Why is this parasha closed? Lefi shekevan shenifte Yaakov Avinu. Since Yaakov Avinu died, nistemu einehem, was closed the eyes, v'libam, and their hearts, shel Yisrael, the Jewish people, mitzarat hashibud, from the tzar, from the pain of the shibud, shitchilu lishtabdam, they began to enslave them. Another thing, shebikesh shenifta Yaakov Avinu, right? Nistemu ineim v'libam, sorry, shebikesh legalot et haketz. He wanted to reveal the end of days to the Jewish people, v'nistam mimena, and it was hidden from him. So now there's two things being said here, and they are related. This parsha is the death of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu represents Klal Yisrael. He's called Yisrael. We're called Bnei Yisrael. We're not called Bnei Avram or Yitzchak. We're called Bnei Yisrael. From Yaakov came the Shvatim, came the form of the Jewish people. The 12 Shvatim represent the 12 months. We're going to see the Machane Yisrael, the form of the Jewish people in the Machane, how they went out, the flags which represent their positions, their spiritual positions. We're going to see this going to be mentioned later on also. That's the form of the Jewish people that came from Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean the Shibud started now? The Shibud didn't start now. The Shibud starts next week's Parsha, Parsha Shmos. Parsha Shmos, Ve'yokom Melech Hadash HaMitzrayim, there came a new king on Mitzrayim, Shelo Yadat Yosef. Yosef died at the end of Parshas Vayechi. You have a new king, or he was new, he was the old king and new in his Zerotav, or it's a new king, and he didn't want, neither of them, listen, no one forgot about Yosef, right? Everyone knew Yosef, you know, he's in the history books. He didn't want to know Yosef. They didn't have any Hakaras Atov, any good feelings towards Yosef after saving Egypt. Right? The Shibud started later with the death of Yosef, not with the death of Yaakov Avinu. So what's Rashi telling us? It started the Tzaros, our Shibud. There's no Tzaros Shibud yet. So the Chasam Sofer explains, we're not speaking about a physical Shibud, a physical... I don't really know a word for Shibud. Shibud means an exile, but Shibud means when you say something is Shibud, it's a lien on something. If you take a mortgage, right? The bank has a lien on your house. What does that mean? Your house isn't yours. You can't sell your house without paying the bank back. Right? It's the first has a lien. So Shibud means a lien. So when it said the Tzara Shibud, there was a lien on something. They were indebted to something. Yeah, they were an evit to something, in servitude to something. So what does Rashi say? They were in servitude to their eyes and their hearts. Mitzaras Hashibud. Their eyes and heart, nistemu, they were closed because of the Tzaras Hashibud. We have to understand, what does the eyes represent? What does the heart represent? And remember, the same Rashi is telling us that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the end of days. Yeah? And nistemu, it was closed from him. Something is closed doesn't mean it's not there. You have a box, it's closed. It's there. You have to open it. There's an ability to open it. That means in this parasha is speaking about the end of days. Yaakov here in this parasha and in this Rashi, there's a remnant to the end of days. So we now have to understand that. So what represents this concept of ayin? And what's the concept of heart? Right? So we know from Chumash Rashi, that when was a time Ayin is associated with Ayin Tova, good eyes. Who has Ayin Ara? We know from Chumash Rashi that when Esav came met with Yaakov, Yosef, right, stood in front of his mother Rachel, so that Esav wouldn't have his eyes on his mother. And from that, the Ayin Hara of Esav, the bad eye of Esav, and from that, Yosef was zochet to Ayin Tova. You with me? Yosef was zochet to Ayin Tova, to the good eye. So Esav is connected to the eyes. Who represents the lave? That's Yishmael. Yishmael, the Gemara says, is the seat of the taivas, of desires. Desires are in the lev. That's what the Gemara says. 10 kavim of illicit relationships came to the world. 9 got Aravia, i.e. Yishmael. Yishmael represents the ra of taivas. Yes? You with me? The psolet of chesed is taivas. The psolet, the bad of din, of Yaakov, of Yitzchak, which is Esau, which is din, is ayin hara, sinat chinam, ayin hara. You understand? So here in the parasha is being said something very important. The tzaras that are going to come to Klal Yisrael in the future from Yishmael, which is the bechina of lev, the taivas, and from Esau, which is the concept of ayin hara, right? Both our eyes are going to be closed. The eyes of ayin tova in us are going to be closed. And it's going to be in us this concept of ayin hara. There's going to be sinat chinam between people because of ayin hara. There's going to be jealousy, there's going to be hatred amongst the Jews. Chas v'shalom. That's going to be the nistamu einayim shel Klal Yisrael. And the lev of Klal Yisrael, which is nistam, the lev of chesed, the lev of doing good, of helping people, that lev is going to be closed because of the taivas that we're going to go after in this world. That's what Yaakov Avinu is telling us. This was a spiritual shibud, and he's telling us what Klal Yisrael, what the Jewish people are going to be fighting in the end of days. We're going to be fighting Esav and Yishmael. We're going to be fighting the ayin hara that we have, that's going to close our eyes for our ayin tova, for our good eye. And it's the hearts, instead of being filled with the love of Hashem and the Jewish people, it's going to be the love of desires and infatuation. That's going to be the fight in the end of the days. That's what's hinted here. And that's, now you can understand why Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the Ketz. It was Nistam. Why was it Nistam? Why was it hidden? Our Averas hid it. Just as Nistam Enehem V'libam, the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people, because of the Shibud, when Yaakov Avinu died, Yaakov Avinu also, his eyes and heart was Nistam to reveal the Ketz, because of the Matzah of Klal Yisrael at the time that he died. And you also have to remember, Yaakov Avinu dying represented the Torah, Klal Yisrael's connection to the Torah. When the Torah is removed from Klal Yisrael, from the Jewish people, then we have the problem. This Tumu, our eyes get hidden, they get closed, and our hearts get closed. Our eyes get closed from being ayin tova, from being a good eye, to have to care and look to other people in terms of a good way and ourselves. And we look in a bad way at ourselves and other people. And lev tov is a lev of giving, a heart of giving, not a lev but looking to satiate his desires. If we understand a deeper level, it's really also the two Batei Mikdashot. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lev. Lev means taivas, desires. It was Gilui Arayas, Shvichas Damim, right? Or Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a taiva, is a desire. Idol worship. It's a desire. In the time of the Gemara, it was a tremendous desire to serve idols. It's a way of satiating yourself, of getting good influence to you in an easier way, through bringing the influences, the higher influences through this Avodah Zarah that you're serving, and bring the chef of this goodness onto you without any Avodah Hashem. And then there's Shvichas Damim, killing. Person kills usually when it comes from Gilui Arayas. It comes from improper behaviors, and then a person tends to, you know, get angry and do things that he shouldn't do. But it's a psalot of chesed. That's Keneged Avraham Avinu, the first base of Mikdash. The second Keneged Yitzchak, right? The psalot of chesed is Yishmael. The bad of chesed is Yishmael. That was the son that came from Avraham. The bad of Yitzchak is Esau. That's the second base of Mikdash. The third base of Mikdash will be revealed is connected Yaakov, it will be cleaned from the averas of Esav, our desires, and the averas of Yishmael, which is our desires, and of Esav, which is the second base of Mikdash, which is the Sinat Chinam. Both those problems we have today, both those problems need to be solved in Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Yisrael is called Yashar Kel, straight with God. That's what Yisrael means. The fighting with the angel, and the angel touched is Kaf Yerech of Yaakov. The Kaf Yerech is the legs of Yaakov. The legs of what, which ma'amid a person, make a person stand. What makes the Jewish people stand is, so the Gemara says, Tom Chei Doraisa. In the end of days, the people supporting Torah will be lessened. So you have to learn Torah with more Mesiris Nefesh, with more hard work, because you won't be supported physically. And the other concept of being touched near your loins is the concept of, you know, the concept of your bris mila, the concept of illicit arias, illicit relations. So those are the two aspects, the two legs that a man has. One, connected Esav, which is the left leg, and one, connected Yishmael, which is the right leg. One leg is connected supporting Torah. Esav is very good at removing our financial means. And Yishmael is against the arias in the world. There's a tremendous arias in the world. That's what these two people, these two sort of concepts, the Western world and the Arab world, have dominion in the world. Because Klal Yisrael are failing in two averas, the averas of illicit relations and the averas of Sinat Chinam, hatred of the brothers, which is also the parasha, the hatred of the brothers, we're going to see in the end of the parasha as well, how it comes to be. See, the Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef, yeah? Look at the next pasuk, it says, V'yomelo, yeah? He says to Yosef, Imna matzati chen beinecha, found chen, grace in your eyes, Simna yadecha tachat yerechi, put your hand underneath my loins, Vasita medi chesed ve'emet, Al na tikvareinu b'mitzrayim, don't bury me in Egypt. Yaakov Avinu, he's about to be died, he's talking to him about not being buried in Egypt. Right? And he made him make a shavua to an oath. That's the next pasuk. An oath to make sure that he would... Why was Yaakov Avinu so important to Yaakov Avinu not to be buried in Egypt? So Chazal tells him, later in the psukim, Rashi says he didn't want at the time of the kinim, there was going to be one of the plagues, right? The third plague was going to be kinim. It's going to be, how does it kill him?
Lice.
It's going to be lice. So if you look, I think it's Rabbeinu Bachi who says this, or maybe other source, I've forgotten now. But they say, had Yaakov Avinu, how did the Chartumim Mitzrayim, you know the Chartumim Mitzrayim, like the magicians of Egypt, how did they, the first two plagues they managed to do, Kinim they didn't manage to do. Why didn't they manage to do Kinim? So the Koach came from the dead in Mitzrayim. The Koach came from the... It's explained that a dead person, he has a little bit of his spirituality remains in his bones. What's called the breath of his bones. Like some sort of like spirituality remains in the bones. That's why tzaddikim, their bones remain intact. Right? Because there's some sort of spirituality left in those bones. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? The Chartumim Mitzrayim got their koach from the spirituality left in the dead, of the bones of the dead. That's where they got their koach Chartumah, their impure strengths. Had Yaakov Avinu remained in Mitzrayim, the koach that was in the body of Yaakov Avinu, because we're going to see the Gemara, it says that Yaakov died. But then there's a pasuk that says that Yaakov lo met. Yaakov didn't die. What does it mean? He died and he didn't die. A tzaddik, when he dies, doesn't taste the taste of death. His body remained intact. Had Yaakov Avinu died and was buried in Mitzrayim, they would have had tremendous koch from the spirituality of Yaakov to do their kishuf, to do their magicians, to do their magic, their black magic, whatever you want to call it. They had a koch atumah. So the Yaakov Avinu did not want him to be buried. We'll see that even Yosef didn't want to be buried in Egypt. And we see that Yosef was buried. He was buried in the Nile. Right? And he made his brothers promise that he'd be taken out of Egypt when the Gula Atida, when the future Gula was going to come. Now, you know the story of Yosef, how Joseph was brought out of the Nile? Moshe Rabbeinu threw in a piece of metal saying, Ale Shor, come up Shor. Shor is referred to Yosef. Right, that's the possible. In the brachos of Yosef, is called Shor. It's called like the ox, Ale Shor, war, whatever you want to call it, because the Ayin Hara, Ale Shor, to come up. And Yosef magically came up. They had him imprisoned in the waters, right, through Kishuf. It took Koch HaTara, it took the Koch HaKadusha to remove Yosef. From that tas, from that piece of metal, which was shame, which had the Shemot of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Chet HaEgel, they threw it when Aaron sent the people away and said, Macha will serve the Avodah Zarah of this egel. They threw this tas into the molten gold and came up this live calf, Ale Shur, that means come up calf. So one second. Why is Chazal teaching us this? Why is Chazal telling us that the Avodah Zarah, right, came from the same tas that Moshe Rabbeinu threw down to bring up Yosef? And the Egyptians wanted to keep the bones of Yosef in Egypt. What's it teaching us? And then the Egel, which was the downfall of the Jewish people, we didn't receive the Torah in a full way because the Egel came from this tas. What's it coming to teach us? So you have to understand. You know, the concept of the death of Yosef and keeping Yosef in Egypt is the worship of man. The koach of Mitzrayim came through the worship of man's physicality. Even after death, there was still this physical man that could be used for their own benefit. The spirituality of man, but the lower side of man, his bones, his lower self could be used for their own purposes. The tas, right? This thing we said, Ale Shor, was a koach kedusha against the koach of Mitzrayim. Something which fights, when you fight in a war, if you're fighting with someone, if they're coming with you with planes, you fight them with planes. If they're coming with you with tanks, you fight, you know, tie them with whatever they're coming with you. So the tas that was thrown was the same side of Kedusha, the same side of Kedusha against that side of Tumah, against that side of impurity. So it has to be similar. When you fight your Yetzirah, when you fight impurity, you have to fight in the same, like, dominion, in the same realm. When you're fighting something like that, there's a tzad also of impurity that you have to face. So within that tas, also contained the golden calf, also contained Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was fighting the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So I had to contain within it the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. That's what means we didn't lose. We needed, when you use a miracle, when you use something of Kedusha to be used in a situation to remove, let's say, the Koach HaTumah, you connected with it. And that connection remained with Klal Yisrael and was used in the Cheder Egel. You understand? That's why we don't use Kedusha to fight Tumah. We can do Torah Mitzvahs, but we don't use Sheamus of Hashem to fight. We don't do that. Because when you do that, you're fighting them on their level. You're connecting with it and remains with you a little bit of their impurity. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what remained with Klal Yisrael. That was the Chet HaEgel. So part of Mitzrayim remained with us. That was the Chet HaEgel. The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Now, Yosef takes his sons to get a bracha from his father Yisrael. So this is a big thing. So it says, "V'yotze Yosef mi'im v'yotze Yosef otam mi'im birachav v'yishtachu la'apav arza." Right. So Yosef came with his sons. V'yikach et Yosef shneim. He brought both of them. Et Ephraim b'yimino in his right hand, mi'smol Yisrael on the left hand of Yisrael. V'et Menashe b'smolo in his left hand. Mimin Yisrael, v'yagesh elav. Notice the Loshen Vayigash again. Remember I said last week's parasha Vayigash? The concept of connection. That's what Yigash means. But spiritual connection, to connect to the Nun, right? So it's here connecting to the Brocha of Yaakov Avinu. Vayishlach Yisrael et Yemino. He sent his right hand, v'yaset al Rosh Ephraim. Put on the head of Ephraim. And he's a young one. He shouldn't have got that. Vetzmol al Rosh Menashe. He put the small on the head of Menashe. Shikel et Yadav. He changed his hands. Yeah? Yadav. Ki Menashe Bechor. Because Menashe is the Bechor. Ve'yivarech et Yosef Yomah. And he said the broch, whatever the broch, Malach HaGoeloti. Right? Now, why was that? What do a Menashe and Ephraim represent? First of all, Yaakov saw something that Yosef didn't see. The Ari explains that since Osnat came from the connection of Dina with Shechem, so when Dina connected with Shechem, this is also this same Or HaChaim here, he explains this, she took out all the Nitzotzei Kedusha, all these sparks, these holy sparks from Shechem, and they came into Osnat. All the Kedusha of Shechem came and came into the child, Osnat. But of course, Shechem wasn't a complete tzaddik. He wasn't a tzaddik. He had Ra in him. So it was Mu'urav with a little bit of Ra, with a little bit of bad. You with me? And these are the days, this is what the Or HaChaim says. The Or HaChaim explains this concept of Kedusha because he explains that these Nitzotzei Kedusha not only are they in a person, but they're in Klal Yisrael. Yes? When Klal Yisrael sinned, or when Klal Yisrael, the Luchot, let's say, got broken, these Nitzotzei Kedusha, these sparks of Kedusha went out into the world. And they were, part of them were in amongst the Goyim of the world. That's why you get a Ger. The Ger, he really has this Kedush of Yisrael. He has the sparks of Kedush of Yisrael. They come return to Klal Yisrael. It's not only in a person, but these sparks of Kedusha are in the world. And Golus is there to bring Gerim. That's why it says, Golus is for bringing Gerim. Could bring back these sparks of Kedusha. And that's the concept of Yosef. So Yosef, when he married Osnat, was also this concept of bringing these sparks of Kedusha back. If you look at Dina, Dina was supposed to be Yosef. Leah prayed for Dina to be a girl in order that yet Rachel would have Yosef. So Dina was like the female of Yosef. If you look in the Chumash about what happened with Shechem, it said, V'tid dak nafsho, his soul connected with Dina, i.e. the sparks of Kedusha that he had in him came to Dina, i.e. Dina did what Yosef does, the same concept of bringing back the lost sparks. You with me? That's the same concept. Okay. So now Osnat, right, married Yosef, but she now represented something mu'urav, kedusha, and not kedusha. So the Ari says when Menashe was born with the kedusha of Yosef, the kedusha of Osnat, but there was also mu'urav the ra that came from Shechem, that went to Menashe. So Menashe had, right, they were like two parts Yosef, two parts Osnat. Basically simple. So that means there's three parts of good, one part of bad, and another part of good. Says the Arizal, the part of good and bad went to Menashe. The two parts of good went to Ephraim. So Ephraim was completely Kedusha, Menashe was Kedusha, and Me'urav with it, Psolet. That's why he says that not all of Shevet Menashe could come into Eretz Yisrael. Half of Shevet Menashe stayed in with Gad and with Reuven. and they weren't zocher to Eretz Yisrael. That part was the part that wasn't the Kedusha. Doesn't mean it's not Kedusha at all. It means it was Mu'urav Tov Vara, mixed good and bad. So it didn't deserve to come into Eretz Yisrael. Usually with all the Shvatim, the first child will remove the Ra first. The Ra comes out in the first child. With Yishmael, that's how it was. With Esav, that's how it was. With Yosef and Osnat, the first child, who was Menashe, removed the Ra, was taken with Menashe. We go back to Parshas Miketz, and we look at Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph, right? 41:51. It says there, Vaikra Yosef et Shema Bechor Menashe. Yosef called the firstborn Menashe. Ki Nashani Elohim et Kol Amali. God made me forget all my toil, vet kol beit avi, and all my father's house, right? All the problems, right? I, Menashe represents to forget your strife, i.e. to be in Golos and not remember the strife of Golos. That the strife of Golos would be removed. Okay, that's one avoda. That's important. That's one avoda. There's another avoda. It says next, vet shema sheni kara Ephraim. The second child was Ephraim. And really, the truth is, the stages. First, a person forgets all his sorrows. Yeah? You come, you're a new immigrant. It's difficult. You didn't have a job, you didn't have a thing, you didn't have a livelihood. You get to a stage where you're no longer in sorrows. Now there's Ephraim. V'shem Hasheni kara Ephraim. He called Ephraim. Why? Ki Hifrani Elohim beret onyi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. I.e., when I could convert my affliction to be fruitful. That Ephraim represents, Ephraim was the one who learned with Yaakov Inu Torah. Ephraim represents the fruition of the Jewish people, the spiritual fruition of the Jewish people. That spiritual fruition turns the oni, the difficulties, the afflictions in life, into something good. That's a different concept. That's you became fruitful in Golos. That comes through the learning of Torah. That's why when Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to Eretz Goshen, Lohorot, to set up a base of Medrash, in Golos, the way... That's what Yaakov Avinu is also saying here. That's the by the Ikar Brocha, God Ephraim. Because the way to exist in Golos, the way to exist in the exile, is to be connected to Torah. To be fruitful in our spiritual endeavors. When we're fruitful in our spiritual endeavors, it affects an effect on us in all our physical endeavors. That's what's happening here in the parasha with yeah. So now we see the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Jewish people, to Ephraim and Menashe. That's the brachas that we're blessed. We bless our children. Why is that the bracha that we bless our children? So, it's very simple, really. The two concepts of Menashe and Ephraim are the way that Klal Yisrael deal with Golos. The way we deal with Golos is we forget our tzaras, we remove ourselves from the tzaras of Golos, that's Menashe, the forgetting of our tzaras, and Ephraim, which is the next stage, which is taking our oni, our difficulties, and being fruitful, making those difficulties into good things, right? That's the brachas we give to our children. Because Yaakov Avinu could see, and we're going to see now, he could see that the end of days, what is happening to the Jewish people. And that this long Golos, which is going to happen to the Jewish people, requires the bracha of Menashe and Ephraim. And that's the way we live in Golos, Bezar Hashem. In Perek Memtes, it says, Vayikra Yaakov el Banav, he called his children, Vayome, Heasfu, Vagida Lechem, et Asher Yikra etchem, Bacharit Hayamim. He gathered his children and said, I'm going to tell you what's going to be with you at the end of the days. So Rashi says here, Vagida Lechem, Bikesh legalot et haketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the end of days. V'nistalka shchina mimenu. The shchina was removed from him. He came to say other things, but it's not completely true that these are other things. When you say something is nistam, when something is closed, it's there, it's just closed away, but it can be revealed. In the brachas which he now blesses Klal Yisrael, in each bracha, in each tchuna which he blesses the Jewish people, and he shows the characteristics of each one of these tribes, each one of these tribes represent the form of Klal Yisrael. And within the character of the tribes is also shown, Rashi in many places shows, what's going to happen to the Jewish people v'atid lavo, in the future. And through these tchunot, through these characteristics of the Jewish people, we're going to see the pattern of what's going to happen to the Jewish people at the end of days. And that's what's revealed in the brachas here of Yaakov Avinu. So too is revealed in the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Zot HaBracha. So now we have the burial of Yaakov Avinu. It says, V'yitzavotam v'yomer alem, he told them, Ani ne'esaf el ami, I'm going to be gathered with my people, I'm going to die. Kivru oti et el avotai, buried with my fathers, el amahara, asher b'sedeh Efron, b'sedeh Efron achiti, in Ma'arat HaMachpelah. So, now there's this whole dialogue with Yosef and Paro. That Yosef now goes to Paro, and he tells him, Avi hishbiani lemo. He made me make a shua saying, Hine anochi met b'kivri asher kariti li. In the burial in which I created for myself, I dug for myself, Be'eretz Kanaan, in the land of Israel. Sham b'tikvareni, there bury me. Va'ata elena, please, I need to go. Ve'kvara et avi, my father, va'ashuva, and then I will return. V'yome paro ale, kvor et avicha, bury your father, kashesh biyacha. So Rashi is bothered by, why does it say kashesh biyacha? And Rashi says, v'im lo bishvil ha-shvua, if it wasn't because of the shvua that Yaakov made Yosef take, lo hayti minichecha, I wouldn't leave you. I'm fearful to say, avo al ha-shvua, transgress the shvua of your father, shelo yoma. So I won't say, ki im evo al ha-shvua shnishbati lecha, then you will transgress the shvua that I made you make, shelo egale al loshen ha-kodesh, that you won't reveal on loshen ha-kodesh, right, the Hebrew language, shani makir, right, that I, Yosef, recognize Odef ala Shivim Loshen, that I recognize more than 70 nations, 70 Loshens of the nations of the world. Vata einecha makibo, and you, Paro, don't. Like it says in Gemara and Sota. What was happening here? Yosef, Paro didn't want Yaakov Avinu, like we said, he didn't want Yaakov Avinu to be buried in outside Egypt. Yaakov being buried in Egypt gave Egypt a tremendous koach, a tremendous spiritual koach that they could use in their kochot atuma, with their impurity, to connect to a much higher level. And therefore Paro wanted them to remain. The only reason Paro couldn't is because Yosef, the shvur that Yosef made. Now that shvur Yosef also made to Paro, had he caused Yosef to break that shul, he would also have broken the shul made to Paro and tell the world that he knew one more language. So what? He knew one more language, Loshon HaKodesh. No. The concept is as follows. The knowing of a language means an understanding of a people. An understanding makes you in control. When you understand something, you're in control of it. You know how to manipulate it. Paro knew how to control all what's called 70. 70 is really the seven spheres, the lower spheres. Loshon HaKodesh is beyond the seven lower languages. It's beyond, it's an intrinsic language. It comes from the higher realm. Yosef revealing that higher realm that he knew, that Paro didn't know, would make Yosef king over Paro. Yosef agreed not to use that against Paro. A shvua is also a loshen of sheva, also represents seven. A Shvuah LaHashem is connecting the seven to the higher realm. If you negate a Shvuah, you negate the higher realm. If Paro asked Yosef to negate the higher realm, then Yosef was going to expose the higher realm that he knew over Paro. And the higher realm would now be invoked, and Paro would no longer be king. So Paro was very careful about that, and he was willing to lose the koch that he gained from Yaakov being buried there in order to not lose his koch over the seven lower realms. That's what was really happening here. Now we see, as Yosef goes to bury, so it says in Pasuk Yud, it says, Nun Yud, Vayavo ad Goren Atad. They came to this place where there's Goren Atad, Asher Be'eva Yarden. V'yispedusha misped gadol. There was a very big hesped there. Kaved, me'od, very, very heavy. V'yast aviv evil shivet yamim. And he make for his father an evil of 7 days. A mourning of 7 days. Says here, Goyen atad, mukavatidim haya, rabotenu daushu. It's Gemara also in Sota. Right, same Gemara. Daushu al shem hamura, something that happened there. What happened? Shubau kol malchei Canaan, all the kings of Canaan, unesi Yishmael and Milchama, they were fighting. V'kevin shura u'kitro shel Yosef, since they saw the crown of Yosef, talui ba'arono shel Yaakov, it was dependent on the Aaron of Yaakov, amdu kulan, they all stood, v'talu bo kitrehem, and they put their crowns, v'kifuok kitrehem, and they put their crowns around the keter of Yosef in the middle, k'gorin hamukav siyag shel kotzim, like a gorin, like a place of wheat that's around it, or wheat that's around it, kotzim, weeds, bad things. In other words, here in the burial of Yaakov Avinu, there was complete understanding of the servitude of the Umat HaOlam, the nations of the world, who were represented as like sort of weeds or like bad around the good. There was a complete servitude of the bad to the good. I.e. Yaakov Avinu represented that concept in the world. That concept that he represents Torah, that anything that's bad is completely subservient to that person who's the Ish Elohim, the Ish Tam Yosef Oalim, the person who's sitting and learning, the whole world is subservient to him. There's complete hachna, there's a complete like removal of any of the bad through the learning of Torah. That's what Torah gives a person. That represents the koch of Yaakov Avinu, the world. Now it says that Yaakov Avinu, when he's brought to his kever, his children brought him. He instructed them to bring him, and instructed them in a specific way. V'yisu oto banav arza Canaan, and his children took him to Eretz Yisrael. V'yikvuru oto b'marat sadeh ha-machpelah, and he was buried in the Marat ha-machpelah. Asher kana Avraham et ha-sadeh l'achuzat kever, which Avraham bought, me'et Ephron achiti al pnei Mamre. So Rashi explains, what was the form in which his children... You know, why does the Chumash have to go into detail to explain that his children, you know, carried him? So it says, Shekach tzivam, v'kavah lehem mokom, and he fixed each of them a place how to carry him. Shloshem minizrach, v'ken le'arba ruchot, three on the eastern side, and so too the arba ruchot. Kasidran le masa machane shel adgalim. Like when they went at the machane, the dgalim, as they were in the machane, this is how Yaakov Avinu put him around his kever, his body. Velevi lo yisa, Levi didn't carry. Shuatid le seidet Aaron, he has to carry the Aaron bris. V'Yosef lo yisa, Shu melech Yosef. And instead, who do you have? Menashe v'Ephraim. Yutachtem, because Menashe v'Ephraim got the brocha of the Bechor, the double bracha of the Shvatim. So they became now a Shevet. Why is this? So you have to understand the concept of how the Shvatim, the order of the Shvatim, is the concept of how Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world through the 12 tribes. I.e., you have 12 constellations, you have 12 months in a year. Those 12 months against each tribe. The Tzura, the form of the tribes, represents the Tzura in which Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the 12 aspects, the 12 constellations, or the 12 permutations of the God's name, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, has 12 permutations, right? Those 12 expressions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world are represented in the Tzura, in the forms in which the tribes are around in the Midbar. I.e. the Shechina, the Machane Shechina, I.e. the tabernacle in the middle, which the place where Kiviyochal God connects to the world, and the tribes are the expression of that connection. There's 12 ways of His being. Havaya, the Shem Havaya, is the being of God, the expression of God in the world. What's this to do with the burial of Yaakov? Yaakov, who represents the Torah, which is, the Torah is the connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. That's the connection of the tabernacle. And the Ramban says, the same Shekhinah that was in Har Sinai, that's the Shekhinah that came into the Mishkan. Aye, that's the Shekhinah of the Torah, that's the Torah. Yaakov represents the Shekhinah, the divine presence of the Torah. And as we know, this presence is connected to the dead. When a person dies, that's why we go to Kvarim. We go to Kvarim because there the dead person is connected, Kivyochol, his body is connected somewhat to his higher self in Shamayim. So it's like a gateway to heaven. So Yaakov Avinu represents the concept of Torah, represents this Shekhinah, he represents like the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and around him is the Tzura of the Shvatim. That's what's being told to us here. Now we see that after Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers are frightened that maybe Yosef will take his revenge. V'yiru achei Yosef ki meit avihim. They saw that the father died. V'yomru lu yistameinu Yosef. Maybe Yosef will hate us. V'ashev yashiv lanu, and he'll give us back et kol hara'a, all the bad asher gamalanu oto. So the brothers are feeling this way. You see that the connection between the brothers and Yosef was not a complete connection. Yosef did not succeed, nor did the brothers, that the ahava between them would be complete. So Yosef tries to appease them. V'yitzavu el Yosef lemor. They first tell Yosef, Avicha tziva lifnei moto lemor. Ko tomru le Yosef, ana sana pesha achicha. Lift up the pesha of your brothers. V'chatatam. Kira gamalucha, they did bad to you. Vata sana lepesha avde Elohei avicha, lift up the bad of the servants of the God of your father. Vayevek Yosef b'davram elav, and Yosef cried that they still felt this way towards him. There wasn't a complete achdut of the brothers. V'yelchu gam echav yiplu lefanav, and they fell in front of him. V'yomru hineinu lechal avadim, we'll be servants to you. For Yom Aleim Yosef, Yosef told them, "Al tirau, don't be frightened. Ki atachat Elohim ani, I am instead of God. Atem chashavtem alai ra'ah, you thought bad. Elohim chashva l'tova, God thought of it in a good way. Leman aser kayom hazeh, in order that I can do today what I'm doing to you. La'chayot amrav, to give life to this, to all of you. Vata al tirau, don't be frightened. Anochi akalkel etchem." I will give food, sustenance to you and your children, v'inachem oto, and help them, v'idaber libam. He was menachem them. He comforted them, v'idaber libam. He spoke to their hearts. But still, there was this difference between the brothers, and Yosef tried to comfort them. Now it says, v'yichi Yosef me'a ve'eser shanim. He lived for 110 years. V'ya Yosef le'Ephraim b'nei Shilishim gam b'nei Makir ben Menashe Yudu Abilki Yosef. I.e., the children of Ephraim and Yosef were born through the Bilkaim of Yosef. I.e., Yosef, in the grandchildren, still had a big hashpa, a big influence. V'yomer Yosef el Echav, and Yosef told his brother, Anochi met, I'm dying. Elohim pakod yifkod etchem. Kodesh Baruch Hu will certainly save you. Come, and the lashon of saving will be pakod yifkod etchem. What we see in Parshas Shemos when it comes to Geula, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Shvatim. Ve'ele etchem min ha'aretz hazot el ha'aretz asher nishba l'Avraham l'Yitzhak Yaakov. Yosef is telling them in the future they're going to be redeemed from Eretz Yisrael, from Mitzrayim, and they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And this concept, what Yosef is telling them, that they're going to come out of Egypt, it came at the same time that we see this, so to speak, this hatred still, or lack of trust between the brothers. There was still not a complete, full relationship. There's not a complete consolation with the brothers. And Chazal tell us that this sort of not complete consolation of the brothers, that's the shorish of the Sinat Chinam that we have, that's why we lost the second base of Mikdash, and really the shorish of even the first base of Mikdash. And that's the shorish of all our galus, the hatred or the not complete connection of the brothers with Yosef. And that's what we need to fix. We need to fix, instead of there being Sinat Chinam, the Jewish people, to be Avas Chinam. We need to remove our Ayin Ra, to remove the influence of Esav, and not to be the world of consumers and eating our own lives. And we need to remove the desires of our hearts and the Klipat Yishmael, the bad of Yishmael, so that we have a heart that's straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and eyes which are giving and caring. And in that way we can be Yisrael, Yashakel. We'll be zocheh to see the Geulat Yida, Yemot HaMashiach. Amen.